Done with Broke, The Woman Physician's Guide to More Money and Less Hustle, written and narrated by Latifat Akintade, MD. To every woman physician who has tolerated less pay, less money, this is dedicated to you, to liberate you, to empower you, and to hear you roar. You are worthy. You are born to be wealthy. Introduction. Let me tell you about Susan. Susan is an internal medicine physician in her 40s. She became a doctor because of her desire to serve. Growing up, service was part of how you made a difference. She was raised in a middle-income family who prioritized working hard. But beyond her parents telling her to work hard, she doesn't remember having conversations about money at the dinner table. Now, with a family of her own, including three children, she finds herself struggling to balance her time and her checkbook. Susan sees a lot of pain and stress in the medical workplace. Sometimes she works 80 hours a week, or is called at 2 o'clock in the morning to take care of an emergency. There are days when she wishes she could just take a break. Working so many hours feels unsustainable. She's worried about burnout. She would like to cut down to working 4 days a week. The main factor stopping her is money. Yes, the M word. She's carrying multiple six figures of student loan debt. With her long hours, she feels guilty for not spending as much time as she would like with her kids. So she pays for them to have the best of everything. Her parents are pressuring her to support them as they reach retirement age. Thankfully, her paycheck comes in every 2 weeks, so she doesn't have to worry quite yet. Her bills and student loans will be taken care of, but she's not growing her wealth. It's hard for her to talk about her problems because how does she tell someone that she doesn't know much about money? She's tried looking up information in the past, but what she finds looks like a different language from a different planet. She wants to learn how to manage her finances better, privately and safely. She wants a roadmap, but doesn't know where to seek it out. She knows if she could learn how to think differently about money, things would change. She wants to be a physician and a good mom with financial security. She wants to have money and trust that she can have it, grow it, and use it. She knows that in order to have what she wants, she has to learn and make changes. She can't keep doing the same and expect a different result. She knows that she has to start. Does that sound familiar? Susan is a fictional character. She represents the stories of hundreds of thousands of women physicians. I was one of them, too. I thought getting paid six figures was going to mean automatic wealth, or at least comfort. But wealth didn't come automatically because no one taught me how to manage my money. At the start of my attendingship, I decided I was going to accept an employed position in academia or a large multi-specialist group. I knew this path would probably put me on a one-way trip to being burnt out and disempowered. After all, during my residency, I had witnessed my attendants becoming burnt out by a system in which physician autonomy was increasingly lost. But with the debt I was carrying, I didn't feel like I had a choice. My net worth was very negative, and having a sense of secured income was very attractive. When my income came, I didn't quite know what to do with it. So instead of telling it what to do, I let it do what it wanted. Interestingly, my income did grow, but my net worth wasn't automatically.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?